Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Elohim 5-5. This is our national anthem. We're going to play this for you as we start our show, okay? That's our national anthem. The age of freedom has come, but it's something that has to be won. That's right. You have to work for it. Nobody gonna give you freedom for free. It comes at a cost, and you have to work. You know what I mean? This is Elohim 5 Tribes. We're here on Monday. Today we're talking about health. And before we always start every show, we always do an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want, okay? So if you want what you want, think in terms of reap what you sow, which is a scientific culture. That's our culture. That's the universal culture. Reap what you sow. And if we follow that particular path, a lot of things will come to us because we'll plan things a little better because we know that the energy we'll put out is definitely going to come back, okay? Both physically and mentally. They call it a secret, but ain't no secret. It's been around for thousands of years, okay? Now, our slogan is love is the act that makes others feel good through one God, one aim, one destiny, all right? Now, we always talk about love for 5 minutes every show. Because we think that is so important. Our relationships are falling apart. Can't get together with our families. Can't get together with our groups. Having trouble with our friends, you know. Having trouble with the country. We can't deal with the politicians and nothing. Everything seems to be a mess. Only because what this culture is teaching us about love, it just don't work. They're teaching love obsession. You be obsessed with the person, stalking, and everything else, trying to get this person because you love this person. Well, love is an act that makes others feel good. And if you're stalking and chasing a person, they don't want you. That's not making them feel good. So you need to get that up and move on. You know what I mean? There's millions of women, millions of men on the planet, and there's something out there for you. All you want to do is keep it on the line and know that that person is coming. And the main thing you have to deal with is don't hook up with a person that you feel as though you need to change. That's not your job. It's not your interaction to change people into what you like. Find somebody that's already what you like, and there's nothing to change. Another thing that we deal with is that we want to people think we want to find somebody to make me happy. That's what this is. Nobody can make you happy. That's something that you have to do for yourself. You have to make yourself happy. If you're happy with yourself and who you are, and you get in a relationship, somebody's happy with themselves and who they are, and you like who they are, they like who you are, you don't have to change anything. You can just be yourself. That relationship will last a lifetime, you know? Because it takes all the work out of it, you know? You don't have to wake up in the morning. We got to get this person to do this today. And just, no. Find what you like. Find you happy. Be happy with yourself. Be happy with who you are. Number one, the most beautiful, the most handsome, the greatest person that you ever get to meet is in your mirror. There's nobody greater than you. There's nobody better than you. Nobody more than you. If you realize that what's in that mirror is a high conscious being made by a universe. You know, you are made so great, and there's nothing greater than you. So start to love you. Start to appreciate you. The little things that you do every day are so special, so wonderful, that you don't pay no attention to. You just pass it by like it ain't nothing. You know, I don't know what the little things you have, but what is your life? There is a little thing that you've done that you have appreciated. A little compliment that you've made. A lot of little things. You know, your life, all your likes, all your dislikes. When you get into a relationship, that person is going to be your likes and your dislikes. Now, they know what love is. When they sign up with your dislikes, they're not going to be pushing your button, trying to make you jealous, all sorts of shit you love, and all that. But they will show you that they love you every day by what they do, the things they say, the way they act towards you, you know? When you appreciate somebody, you appreciate somebody. And if that appreciation comes back to you, you're in for a wonderful life. Remember, don't try to change nobody. Don't try to make nobody into something that you think they should be. That's the way that already is in what you like. If you're happy, go-lucky, and free to, it's kind of like Maria. You don't be happy, go-lucky, and free to. That way, you don't have to change anything, you know? They say that unlike a thing of track, often. That's probably true. It's not that if you're in a relationship, a lot of you want to get in a relationship with something that attracts you, but they're so unlike you, don't you? You have to weather the storm. Don't just get with this. Learn little things that they do, what they do, how they do what they do. Learn and see if that person is really the type of person that you really want to spend. Down here for everybody that will spend a lifetime with you, that they'll appreciate you just that much, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, that takes care of the first one. Now we're going to get into the topic. Today is Monday, so we're talking about health. Now, before I go further, I want to mention that this is an interactive show. If you see anything that you want to comment on, or if you have a comment that you want to speak on, just hit one on your dial, and that will let me know that you have your hand up and you have something to say. Now, we don't really use your name unless you want us to. We use the last four digits of your phone number, okay? And that's how we'll tell you who you are who's on the phone, okay? Now, the first thing is that we talk about you are what you eat. Now, in the Bible, I'm the Bible that out of the way right quick. Okay. Genesis 1:26, it tells you that you're supposed to be vegetarian. We're not supposed to eat flesh. We're supposed to be eating meat. But the 1% are smart. See what they did. They took the word meat and started describing it as flesh. So they got you eating flesh thinking that you're eating meat as was prescribed in the Bible thousands of years ago to keep you healthy. It tells you that you're supposed to eat God-given you herbs and seed bearing plants so that you feel meat. You know, things are popular. I'm giving you that full meat, so I'm getting a little distracted, but it's okay. This is what you have for meat. Herbs, seeds, and plants. That's your meat, not flesh. That's why later on in the Bible tells you you're not supposed to give up meat. But they're not talking about flesh. They're talking about meat as prescribed, Genesis 1:26. Now, yeah, people run around saying, oh, boy, I love the Bible. I follow the Bible. Why eat flesh? So I'm saying this because it's been prescribed for you how to eat to live. It's not about knowledge. How to eat to live rather than eat just to, like a comfort food stuff, you know? You don't eat that, you know? Now, what I'm going to do today, since we are talking about health, I'm going to go through some of the things that you need to know about health, right? And some of the things that will help you a lot once you get into it, right? Now, sorry, this is this part is a little boring, but I think there's something that we need to know, something that we should have, you know, because all of the vegetables, fruits, and stuff that you eat, okay, they're together with each other because the body is designed to create cell, I should say create, and to make the perfect cell. I'm trying to get that word out of my vocabulary. We'll get into that probably on the weekend. I mean, television and stuff. But the body is designed to make a perfect cell. Every 7 years, every cell in your body is reproduced. Not one, not two, but every cell in your body is reproduced, okay? So if you're eating portion meals and they don't have enough minerals and nutrients and all that in the meal to make that perfect cell, then you're making imperfect cells. After a certain amount of time, your body creates imperfect cells, you're going to start getting sick. So the body was designed, I'm going to say this, but the body was designed to last, I'm talking about the physical portion of the body. It was designed to last for 900 years. Oh, wait a minute. I mean, you're crazy. Nobody lives for 900 years. There's evidence, there's books that tell you people live that long. 300-400 years. I'm telling you that. We're beginning to get evidence that we can live a much longer than we have been living. Because at one time, the life expectancy was 65. You know, they expected everybody to die at 65. That's why they had the Social Security kicked in at 65. They said everybody, you're going to be on Social Security for a little while anyway if you make it to 65. But now, people are living to 100, 104, 105. Why are they living so much longer now than they did before? Because we're beginning to learn more about what to eat, how to eat, and how to bring ourselves into a healthy mindset. Now, eating is mental as well. Okay, a lot of people don't know that. But your physical consciousness, what you're eating, when you're eating, makes a big difference. That's why we instituted prayer before you eat. Thank you for the food. You know, those of you who study scripture, you know, there's a lot of prayer, different prayer out there. You can say, when you eat. It just puts you in a conscious state. It puts you in a mental state to receive the food that you're eating. All right? That's why the prayer was designed for food. It was designed so that you can eat mentally as well as physically. I know they're not telling you this stuff out there. But these are some of the things you need to know. A lot of people, I don't pray over my food. And you're not, you know, because a lot of people don't feel that somebody sitting up on a chair out in the street someplace is bringing them their food, you know. But that's not what the prayer was designed for. The prayer was designed to put you in a mental state so that when you eat, your mind and your body is preparing to receive the meal, okay? That's why you play over your feet when things like that little boy. Now, just remember, if you want to make a comment or something, just press 1, and you can jump in at any time. I'll open your mic, right? All right? Now, like I said, we don't use your whole number. We just use the last 4 digits of the phone number so that we can say it really up at our school if we talk to it. And we don't have to do it. You know? Okay? Now, we're talking about the body reproducing itself, okay? But you're not, if you don't have those hormones and nutrients in your body at the same time when you eat, then it creates a problem because your body can't make the perfect self, all right? Now, I've developed a diet that I'm on myself, and it works out pretty good because I'm going to get up there a little bit. And my great hair stuff, my retro starts to go away. So the age is starting to reduce itself, you know? And so the diet kind of works for me because I get all the nutrients, minerals, and vitamins, everything with this meal that I eat, okay? So you want to eat, that's why I don't think that 3-meal-a-day diet is good for you to have. The 3-meal-a-day diet is, it's really not a good diet to do. I mean, you can eat 3 times a day, but if you think about it for a minute, the way they have us eat, we have eggs, bacon, and grits. They call it a meal. But there's not enough nutrients, minerals, and eggs, bacon, and grits to produce itself. So I think that you should really be on a 1-meal-a-day diet. And when you eat, you should get everything that we need when you eat that time, and the body will begin to produce itself. Now, let me give you a little explanation here why I say that. Your stomach is like an oven, right? If you bake a cake, put a cake in the oven, if you put all the ingredients in there, that cake is going to cook. If the 2 ingredients missing, the cake is not going to rise properly. It's going to be hard or soft in the center. Different things are going to happen to the cake because all the ingredients are not there when you put the cake in the oven. And that's what happens when you eat. When you eat and you have all the ingredients that you need when you eat, then the body can make that for itself. You're healthy, your arm will start to clear up, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that. A lot of it's coming to the food because the food is actually your nutrition as well as nutrition as well as your medicine. Because the food is medicine too. I eat 5 vegetables. I'm going to list these 5 vegetables right quick. I have a couple of these vegetables. I have the collard greens, okay? Now, collard greens packed with vitamins and nutrients. My collard greens is amazing. Although it's a weed, it's amazing, okay? But you have to cook it a certain way. If you just boil it straight up, because the collard greens is so dense, the molecular structure of the collard greens is so dense. If you just cook it, it won't break it apart so that if you do eat it, you won't be getting all the nutrients. That's what I thought. You have to put it in the pressure cooker. If you don't have a pressure cooker, really, that needs to break you on. But that way, when you eat it, you get all the nutrients in the collard. Okay? I eat the green peas for the string beans. Now, there's a difference between the string beans and the green peas. And the green beans are not that nutritious, but the string bean is. So when you're in the market, look for the string beans over the green beans, okay? Also, I eat broccoli, okay? Broccoli and this one will always do this. I get down to the last one, Brussels sprouts. Between those 5 vegetables, I eat 1 cup. I put 1 cup of each on a plate, and I eat it down. Sometimes I season them up. I use a turmeric and different seeds sometimes. Sometimes I don't put anything, but just a little sea salt. If you eat those 5 vegetables, okay, that will allow your body to create the perfect cell. Now, if you eat something after that, a little mixed feed or something like that there, your body can handle it. But your body can't handle it unless it has all those nutrients and minerals there at the same time because they work together, okay? The nutrients and minerals are not, they work together so that they can make that perfect cell, okay? The protein works with the carbohydrates. The carbohydrates work with the fat. The fat works with other minerals and stuff. I can go down. I got a whole list here I can go down. You need to go on the internet and do some research, you know. What does thiamine do? What does riboflavin do? What does niacin do? What does calcium do? And how does it work with the other things in the body? All this is some of the stuff that you need to get into. You need to do your own research. You can't listen to your doctor. The doctor doesn't live no longer than you. So they're giving you the best that they think they have. They're giving you, they're eating the way they're telling you to eat. And they're not living no longer than you. They're dying from the same things you're dying from. There's something that puts the doctors should be a picture of health all the time, but they're not. You see a lot of doctors overweight. I mean, you know, so something's wrong with that. You got to do your own research. Find out what you need. Find out what you need to eat to make that perfect cell, okay? Now, this is why I have a problem with the 3-meal a day diet, because the only time you get any real nutrients on a 3-meal a day diet is in the evening. When you eat that dinner meal, because that's how you measure it, but you don't have enough beverage. But you eat one beverage, one stop, one meat. This is what they have you eat. Now, with that, you have something like that with some kind of pill. They want you to take a pill, so that by the time you're 65, probably pills ain't a big deal. The pharmaceutical companies are getting paid. But they want you used to taking those vitamins and pills. But if you're eating properly, you don't need to supplement yourself with vitamins and all that kind of stuff, because everything is in the food. So now when we're dealing with children, children, you know, well, the way we raise children at a certain age, they're really not like that. So you can always blend the vegetables up with a little fruit and give it that little fruity taste so the children will drink it. And that will give them a good base to start the day on. Right? Now, if you want to give them some other stuff during the day, that's fine. But at least they'll have all of the nutrients that they need to start the day off. Now, the children need a whole cup. I think a half a cup of each one of those vegetables would get on the children. So you can give it to them a drink and a smoothie or however you want to do it to make sure that they get it. Those vegetables are very important. I'm listening to Jen later on, but you know, write them down and go check them out. Go look at what's in them. See how much nutrients, see how much protein, how much everything is in those vegetables. And it will make a big, big feel better. Your skin will be better. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you about oil, right? A lot of people know this. The body does not process oil. Let me say that again. The body does not process oil. It pushes it out through the skin. That's why the younger children, when they eat all these greasy foods and stuff, they have pimples, they have acne and all this here kind of stuff because they get too much grease. And the body, like I'm saying, the body can't, the body don't process the oil. It pushes it out through the skin, okay? Although you do need some oil in your diet because, you know, the skin needs oil on it to, you know, to keep the elasticity going and all that stuff. So I'm not saying cut out all the oil, but eat certain oils that's good for you, like that cold pressed aloe vera, you know, that works pretty good. Coconut oil, that works for you. You know, I don't eat too much oil myself, but I do get the oil. Goes over my skin quickly, you know, and so I have to cut back on oil a lot. So this is where we are right now. We're talking about health today, right? Now, those of you on the line, okay, just remember, all you have to do is hit one. And that will let me know that you have a comment or would like to say something, and you can join the conversation, right? If you have something that you want to specifically say about health or something that you've learned that you want to share with us, that would be fine. We'd like to hear it because, trust me, nobody knows everything, okay? Now, each week when we go into the health segment, I want to go over different things that you need to know, the particular thing. Now, today, we're going to be dealing with protein today, right? Now, this is what the dietitians tell you where you can get your protein from. meat, poultry, fish, dried beans and peas, cheese, eggs, and milk. Excuse me, those are the things that they say you get your protein from. But me, I do get the peas and the beans, right? But the rest of it I don't eat. Like I said, it's up to you what you want to eat, how you want to deal with your system. Because I'm what you would call a vegetarian or vegan or some of the names that they use. But I follow Genesis 1:26. I eat herbs and sea bran plants. That's what I eat. Now the protein, okay, it's part of a structure of every cell, such as muscle, blood, and bone. It supports growth and maintains healthy body cells. It constitutes part of the enzymes, some hormones and body fluids and antibodies that increase resistance to infection, okay? So protein can help you a lot, with the infectious and stuff like that. It's just some of the things that the protein help you with, right? Now, since we're talking about protein, I'm going to say this. Cancer is a protein. You can look this up. Check this out and Google it up. Cancer is a protein. And you're getting too much protein in your system, right? Cancer not only eats the extra protein in your system, it eats you because the body is protein. The body is flesh, the body is protein. So you have to be careful not to get too much protein in your system. And I look at the way people eat, and it's blowing my mind. They have eggs, bacon, eggs are a lot of protein, bacon are a lot of protein in the morning. Then in the afternoon, they have meat sandwiches, which is more protein. Then at dinner, they get some big old steak with a couple more veggies. That's too much protein to consume. Okay? Now, according to the dietitian, you only need 26 to 28 grams of protein in your diet per day. One scoop of tuna fish, that would be enough protein for the whole day. Okay. Now, if you're a male, your protein. Let me get this right here. If you're a male, right, ages 11 to 14, you need 45 grams of protein. That's not a whole lot. Okay. 15 to 18, they say you need 58 grams of protein, all right? Now, if you're 25 to 50, you need 63 grams of protein. This is per day. If you are, this is male, okay, 51 and over, they suggest that you have 63 grams of protein. But by the time you eat your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're eating anywhere from 100 to 125 grams of protein. That's way too much. And on a daily basis, you're constantly eating protein like that. It will build up into your system, and your body creates a way to deal with that. Now, the females, ages 11 to 14, they get 46 grams of protein. The 15 to 18, they suggest you have 44 grams of protein. Now, 19 to 24, they suggest you have 46 grams of protein, and 25 to 50, they suggest you have 50 grams of protein, and 51 over, that's the females, they suggest you have 50 grams. So now you know you do not need a whole lot of protein to make it through the day, okay? But we constantly... I kind of lost my page. We're constantly eating too much protein. The diet that they got us on is designed to make sure that you're on some kind of medication by the time you're 65, okay? I'm well over 65, but I don't take any medication. Nothing, right? I'm pretty healthy, all right? If I do need an antibiotic or something like that, I run take a golden seal or something. But that don't happen too often. The only time that I need any supplements is when I go off my diet. And sometimes we do, you know, right? What can I tell you? So, but basically, that's where we are as far as protein is concerned. You have to watch your consumption of protein. Don't eat all this protein that they got you eating because it's just too much, you know. It's too much for the body. That's too much for the mind. It's too much for everything. It will make you sick, and you'll wonder why you have cancer. Yeah. Let's get into something about the baby thing. Right? Let's talk about him for a minute. Now, this guy has cured most diseases that we know of, from cancer to AIDS, everything. This guy is pretty good. But it took him to court. Because he used the word cure, and he had to go over to the Supreme Court. He was his own lawyer, so he didn't have to pay thousands of dollars for lawyers to defend himself. And when they asked him, they told him to bring in at least 5 or 6 people that you've cured. He covered 57 people. So they looked, and he kept the records, got medical records of everything, all the people that he cured and everything, and he won the case. Now, he can use the term cure. Because he's actually curing these people, and he calls it the mucus. He said that the mucus is too much. Now I learned about the mucus of the diet from when I was young. I had this book called Back to Eden by Arnold Earhart, and he suggested the mucus of the diet back then. But there's certain herbs and all that stuff that go with it that Dr. Fabi brought up that they didn't get in Oliver Earhart's diet. But the mucus's diet, it's not new. It's been around for a long time. And Dr. Fabi, he went full force with it and was killing a lot of people with the diet. They killed him a couple months ago. I say they killed him because, you know, they locked him up because he's carrying money. And, you know, once you get to a certain wisdom, like a fiat currency, you know, you keep a whole lot of money in the bank. So he carries his money back and forth with him. They locked him up because he had extra $100. And he's a doctor, he's a business person, that's what he did, you know? So when they locked him up, he put the money in prison and died, you know? Now, the pneumonia is based on a lot of mucus and all that kind of stuff. So if you were to eat properly, right, and all that, and that help facilitate his demise, you know. So you have to be careful. Now, you got Dr. Clark, there's a couple other doctors. One doctor had to move to Mexico because of stuff that he was doing. He came up with a way to activate the T life cell. Now, I have his video. I don't have his video. I loaned it to somebody that never brought it back. We call it a T life cell. If you activate that T life cell, it will literally regrow your internal organs. And he wanted to give people shots, stuff like that, to activate the T life cell. They went against him on that, and he had to go out of the country. He had to go to Mexico. The people that wanted the shot had to go all the way to Mexico to get the shot. You know, this health industry is there's a lot of money involved. So can you imagine if people just start eating right and don't have to take no more pills, you know what I mean? Don't have to take the little vitamin shots and all that stuff. Do you know how many billions of dollars that the pharmaceutical industry will lose? They want you on some type of pill, especially if you're 65 or older. Well, actually 55. If you're 55 or older and you're not on some kind of pill, they look at you like, oh, so, well, what's wrong with this guy? He's not taking no medication. That's the first thing they ask me when I go for a checkup. Are you on any Medicaid? I said, no. They say, you're not taking no Medicaid? They look surprised. They look shocked. I don't take no medication. Don't need medication. My medicine is actually in the food, okay? Now, at this particular time, I'll be halfway through the hour. I've got to talk and got a lot on my face. I'd like to give some shout-outs to different people that work so far with radio to help us, you know, to help get the word out so that we'll know something different about media and how we should be doing what we're doing, okay? Now, today's book is about health. So we're going to go to the commercial. Commercial takes about 5 minutes, so bear with me. I want to give all the giving back because we need to give back we need to give back something to each other, to our friends, So this is my way of giving back to people on this call, trying to get the word out to you and let you know what's really going on out there, okay? This Elohim Podcast Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. I didn't put the wrong number out there today. I'm learning so well today. Let's fill up your time. The calling number is 516-453-9330. Let's go to the dial. If you want to give us a shout out, let us know that you got something to say. On Monday, we deal with health. Tuesday, we deal with history. Wednesday, we deal with politics. Thursday, we deal with economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we deal with religion. So all of you who deal with religion, you catch us on a weekend, but we can go at it. That's the Trial of the Church of Christ and the Law, and we talk about the Bible every day because I'm like a fan of Bible hunter. So I'll let you know that right up front because he's got some passage out of the Bible that we're talking about, whether it's economics or whatever. All that's in the book that's good for us if you know how to read the book. Now, we do not mention your name unless you wanted to. We use the last 4 digits of the phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to advertise your group or something, we can just call them. We don't charge for the advertising on the show. We release a CD, Gospel CD 911, Jesus Lives, if Jesus is coming. The link is cdbaby.com/cd/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. This is how we support what we do. We sell our CDs and stuff, you know. It's a music CD. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click on Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Jesus is coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time. God is his name. That's right, you sisters out there. Be mindful of the child that you're dumping, because the child that you're dumping just might be the one to get us out of this mess. We need these children because that's who's going to carry us into the future. So we need these babies. The fellas, make sure you hang it in there with us. It's really baby. Takes two to make them. And it takes two to take care of them, okay? Don't forget to check out Book of Radical Scriptures, Part 2 of Francis Kahn. For more information on the book, just call TCCA at 215-758-1703. We get a lot of activity here, so I'm going to have to hold up on this for a minute. This is deep, and I don't know if you hear it or not. Because I did type out the wrong number, so it's a lot of calls. Maybe 7 a.m., 8 to 9. Anyhow, so don't forget to check out my book in our description. My calling number for information is 215-758-1703, and that's from 9 to 5 p.m. Also, I'm in the gold business. I do tarot bars. I buy and sell gold. Those of you who are interested in dealing with tarot bars, give me a call. 215-758-1703. My email address, elchristalahin@gmail.com. That's elchristalahin@gmail.com, okay? Please don't forget my website at https://christalahin.website.com/website. That'll take you right to my website, okay? Now, I'd like to give Horace Butler a shout out because he's a black historian, and his book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. So if you have trouble understanding black history, When Rocks Cry Out is a good book to buy. Especially he's proven the fact that we all didn't come here on the slave ship. And that's another thing that Legacy of a Nation talked about the Legacy of a Nation hosted by Brother Mack and Son. Comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. They talk about black history, health, economics, and politics. The calling number is 319-527-6199. I'm going through this pretty fast. So if you want me to give you repeated numbers, like I said, just press 1 on your dial, let me know. And you can tell me which number you want me to repeat, and I will do that. I'd like to give a shout out, that's what we do, to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamisha 11. She has a spoken word, just so I like the words that she speak. Oh boy. So make sure you check it out. I think I might record this thing and just play it. Yeah. I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She's a spiritual reader. You know, you want to know about the future and all that kind of stuff, you know. Do-do-do-do. I have to give Nikki a call. She's on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The calling number is 347 215-804-0. And you can also get on our website, NikkiLoveWuMam.com, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNICL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week, so for more information, contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320. That's an organization that was started by Marcus Garvey 100 years ago, United Negro Improvement Association. So if you don't know about them, go on YouTube, look them up, you know, and you give them a call and you find out information, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to UAIA. That's they're offering land to build on in Africa. So if you want to get a foothold in Africa and you want some land over there, just give them a call. That's the RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, call 609-638-5828. I also like to give a shout-out to Safemore Electronics. Okay, that's an electric company. They're certified, and they do really good work. I stick my chest out a little bit. That's my son's company. So I always get a smile when I mention my children's company. So we have we also have a security person. He was supposed to call me back and get more information, but he's looking to hire people. So if you want a job in security, just call us number 336-988-8638, okay? And you might get hired if you're interested in that. I'd like to give a shout-out to Thomas Stork. He has 6 CDs on the market. He has an old-style school. He sounds pretty good. In fact, he helped do some of the harmony on my album, okay? Information, his number is 267-259-4077. If you want to find out about more about his, he has a recording studio and all that. If you're interested in music, want to record some stuff, give him a call, and he can hook you up. Okay, I'd like to give a shout-out to Teletouch Learning Academy. That's licensed, he's licensed, certified, and registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Teletouch has a before and after school service in West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, I'll call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. Her email address is teletouchlearningacademy@gmail.com. Instagram is taylor_tots_la. I'm not too familiar with Instagram and all that stuff, but give me a call. That's my daughter's company, too. I'm sticking my chest out of there. I love it when the children are doing good, right? I would like to give a shout-out to our residents and naturopathic healers. That's Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And also, I'm going to give you his web address because he'll text you a list of herbs and stuff that you can use around this time with coronavirus and all that stuff, you know. His www.drpaulherbs.com. And he has different herbs that you can buy, different things you can get to keep you really healthy. And you know, for his age, you look at this guy, you can tell he's eating something good. Because this guy, he just looks so good. You know, his skin is so bright. He looks like a healthy person. That's what I'm saying, you know. I would like to look as healthy as this guy myself. So, and also we got Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and not calling one of these guys, you need to be sick. No, nobody needs to be sick. So just giving them a call. And don't worry, be healthy, okay? Thanks for hanging in there. I see somebody hung up on me, so that's good. now let's get back to the topic. The topic today is health, right? The question on the board was, the statement is, you are what you eat, okay? Now, are you a cow? Are you a pig? Are you a goat? These are the stuff that you eat. And you're not these things. You really shouldn't be eating the animal flesh, you know. I don't like to use this term, but I use it anyway. They're our less evolved brothers and sisters. That's who they are, you know. We're talking about the Immaculate Conception, but that's still religious. I'm not going to get into that right now. But that gives you an idea of who you are. So we're going, that's on the weekend when we get into that, okay? So right now we're talking about health. The 3-meal-a-day diet, it doesn't work. Everybody that's on the 3-meal-a-day diet, their system breaks down, and they're in the hospital. by the time at a certain date they're in the hospital, okay? So you need to do some research, do some study on what's in the vegetables you eat, what's in the herbs you eat, how many nutrients you need during a certain day, what nutrients that you need during the day, how are you getting them, can you get them through the fruit, what combinations of fruit should you eat, what kind of combination of vegetables should you eat. I listen to five vegetables that I eat. Now, you can interchange that with different vegetables. You know, you can change one thing like the squash. Squash is a good vegetable. You can change it with different other vegetables that you want to eat, because some people might not want to eat the broccoli. So you can interchange the broccoli with something else, okay? There's different types of lettuce out there. Now, I use iceberg lettuce because it's hot alkaline content. That's why I use iceberg lettuce. I don't use iceberg lettuce for nutrition, but I use it because it's very alkaline. The best nutritional lettuce that you can get is the red leaf lettuce. Red leaf lettuce is very nutritional. That's really like eating a vegetable when you eat the red leaf lettuce. If you get them, most of the health food stores, they have it. I don't remember seeing it at Walmart, but most of the health food stores, you can get the red leaf lettuce. That will help you in your diet considerably, okay? Now, remember, those of you in and out of the churches, those of you who are reading the Bible, you need to really, really practice what you read in that book. Genesis 1:26, it tells you, I've given you herbs and fruit bearing plants for meat. That's your meat. So when you look in that book and it tells you that you should be eating meat, they're talking about what was prescribed for you in Genesis. Because the 1% is tricky. They don't flip the terminology around. And they say, well, my sister say, well, I said, you eat meat? I said, sure, I eat meat. She said, well, she's looking at kind of strange, but I eat meat as prescribed in the book. I say, I don't eat flesh. And I tell her, I eat flesh. She's very, very religious. You know, I tell her, I don't eat flesh, I eat meat, you know. And it kind of throws people off a little bit. But they read the book every day. Every day they read the Bible, and cover to cover something. And they still eating pork and beef and chicken. And they still eating animals, you know. And I'm saying to myself, why? And most of the animals, even the fish, have cancer cells in them. So you're actually getting disease from the particular animals that you eat. I was telling my daughter earlier, you know, you have to cut back on the land animals is because of the coronavirus. This is before they start telling people that land animals are catching the virus. And the meat factories, because they're handling that meat, they're caught up in that coronavirus pretty heavy out there. You know, that coronavirus is something. Well, let's tell you that just for a second, because I did the whole show on the coronavirus. What I'm telling people, right, I know they're telling you, wash your hands, wash your hands. I'm not saying don't wash your hands. What I'm saying is you can't wash the coronavirus off your hands. So when you go outside, put the gloves, wear gloves when you're outside, okay? Don't take the gloves off as long as you're outside. Now, if you got to wash something, wash your hands with the gloves on if you wear the surgical gloves. If you're not wearing the surgical gloves, well, just keep the gloves on, you know, but wear some kind of gloves to go out. You keep touching something that has the coronavirus on it. Because once you touch something that has coronavirus on it, you can't wash it off. It gets into your pores, into your bloodstream. How are you going to wash that off? All right? Now, I'm not saying don't wash your hands. I'm just upgrading you to wear gloves. If you've got the surgical gloves on and you're someplace that you can't wash your hands with the gloves off. And when you take the gloves off, put another pair on, wash your hand before you put the new gloves on, okay? I'm just saying, don't take off your gloves. That coronavirus is not getting through your gloves, all right? That's all I'm saying. All right? You can accept it or reject it, up to you. I'm just saying that to protect yourself out there, okay? Now, here's another thing. We've already talked about Dr. Shady Cut. That's on Jesus, you know? I think that at this particular time, because of the coronavirus, if we can't go and eat the sugar in the system, we only need 23 grams of sugar, period, for a day. That's like 3 teaspoons. 3 teaspoons of sugar is all the body requires on a slow day. We'll drink a drink that's got 60 grams of sugar, you know? That's way too much sugar, you know? That's why your joints and all that stuff starts to go bad. I take sugar. I don't do the white sugar. I do the Jamaican brown sugar. I don't do the brown sugar that they have on the bucket with the but it's really cane sugar. The brown sugar is really cane sugar. Not that brown sugar. Jamaican brown sugar is like crystal. And the way it's processed is very good for you. Actually, there's no problem with the cane. It's the way they process it. That's what makes it so bad for you. The way they process the beets in the sugar is what makes it so bad for you, you know? But the Jamaican sugar is processed in the sugar, okay? And it will keep your body healthy and come off the regular salt. Because that salt, a regular salt is very high in body, you know? Come off the regular salt. Switch to the sea salt. They got sea salt with iodine in it. They're trying to figure out how you get to iodine. They do have sea salt with iodine in it, so you can do that as well, okay? Now, remember, every Monday we talk about health. So today, we focus on protein. And next Monday, we're going to focus on something else next Monday. Focus on one thing at a time. And I'm going to show you how all those things work together. It's like you're making a cake. You need all these nutrients and minerals in your system at the same time, okay? I'm going to mention them, and you can go and Google them and figure out how much each one you need in your system per day. And if you eat and you have all of those in your meal at the same time, then you're good. I'll stop taking the one-a-day vitamins and stuff because if you're taking a one-a-day vitamin and you're eating, you get too much of something about that. Check. Once you know what you're supposed to have, you'll see that some of those ingredients in the one-a-day vitamin is not complete. Okay? So some of them have too much, some of them have too little of the person that you get yourself. It then provides you with a complete thing. But now, if you're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then you eat one of them breakfasts, the one-a-day vitamin then. That will at least give you most of the nutrients in your system to help process the food that you're eating during the rest of the day. But you need one meal with all the nutrients at the same time so that your body can process that food, okay? Now, leading the stuff that you need your protein, you need your carbohydrates, you need your fat, you need your vitamins, you need the different vitamins in your system. It's the stuff that you need. So you need to go in and check out how much of these things that you need, okay? You need your thiamine, your riboflavin, you need your niacin, your calcium, I can't just ask you that much. I know they're doing the glasses right quick. But anyway, there's a set of things that you need. Go do your own research. Don't listen to nobody when it comes to what your body needs. You have to check this stuff out for yourself. That's what I'm saying. If you check it out for yourself, then you know. Somebody asked me, you talk about the ball and all that. What do you believe? I don't believe nothing. I deal with what I know. I know if I drink water, I'm going to have to take a leak. If I eat food, I'm going to have to take a dump. I know that. All right? Anybody got to tell me that? I do it every day. I know that the sun comes up. I go outside and I can see it. I can see it every morning. You know what I mean? I mean, I know that the sun don't set no more. I'm an ancient teacher, but I know that the sun is there. You know, I know the earth is here. I'm standing on it. Do you believe what you said? I don't have to believe it. I'm standing on it. All right? So deal with what you know, not with what you believe, because you got people believing all kinds of crazy stuff. You'd be amazed at what people believe, you know. If you go to different parts of the world, they believe there's a cow or some kind of sacred animal. They got snakes. You got people that live and eat the rats because they think the rat is sacred. They just believe all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, every animal on earth that hunts for its food is a divine entity. I mean, I agree with that. But they're going to be worshiping cows and rats and snakes and stuff. Yeah, you know, the highest, okay? Well, I'm the most conscious, I'm so to speak, the most conscious being on the planet that we know of is men and women, right? We're the most conscious. And we have no limit. We are actually the universe expanding itself. That's who we are. This is why what you did 20 years ago, way past that. 20 years ago, you have no limit. That guy you see in the mirror, that female you see in the mirror, is unlimited. Limit to you, man. Yeah. But somebody is giving you the wrong information about who you are. And you think of this thing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't do. You keep yourself trying to it. You're not making enough money? Start studying how to get the money. You'll be able to get it. Trust me, you can make as much money as you want. If somebody else can make $1 trillion, so can you. Somebody else can make $1 billion, so can you. I'll try to show you. In the middle of a circle, right? Everything in the universe is round and round. Now, you're in the middle of a circle. That's around. Now, you on the outside circle, you'll be chasing stuff around and around and around, you never get it. Or you can sit in the middle of a circle, watch and learn how other people have got what they have that you want. Then you don't have to chase around fortune after. You can grab it because you know how they got it. You prepare yourself and you get it yourself. Don't get into the rat race. Round, 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 like a little gerbil on a wheel. That's not who you are. Figure out how other people got what they got. You can reach up and grab it. And you can get whatever you want, okay? Whatever you want is attainable for you. You get it, you can come up with a way to do it. You know, I mean, I know who you are. And we've only got about a minute left, 90 seconds. And Jesus knew who you were. That's why he said, he that eateth of me will become a son of me. And greater works, he said, greater works I do than you do. Feed me, okay? And with that, I'd like to do a last closing assertion. And with that, we'll probably be talking again tomorrow. I have walked a path by divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Remember, you are a divine being. Yes,